CSI Pinocchio. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We've all heard this line many times.
We also found a strand of hair. Our lab has matched it to you.
And thus, CSI puts another bad guy away, thanks to a single piece of hair from his own guilty head. But 7 years ago, Margaret Berger of the Brooklyn School of Law went on CNN and gave a pretty clear warning about hair evidence.
There's no statistical basis. They have no idea of how many other people have that same sample of hairs.
And 3 years ago, the Washington Post reported the same thing, that at least up until the year 2000, when better DNA testing came along, a lot of FBI investigators were exaggerating the significance of hair evidence from crime scenes, potentially sending hundreds of innocent people to prison. And now the FBI is officially acknowledging those mistakes. Peter Newfield is with the Innocence Project.
So far, they have found that their own agents testified incorrectly in more than 95% of the transcripts. So we're not talking about one or two outliers or bad apples. We're talking about a systemic problem that unfortunately penetrated most of the FBI laboratory's trace unit.
Americans value law and order. We have no patience for soft judges, nor for defense attorneys who get gullible juries to free the bad guy on a technicality. But this story is a reminder that both sides can manipulate a jury, and that sometimes the technicality we're talking about is something called innocence. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.